Virtus is the Latin word for manliness, but it also implies excellence and courage. Welcome to Virtus, a show dedicated to inspiring and cultivating virtue, character, courage, excellence, manliness, and honor. I am your host, Bo Hutchess. All right, we're back with another edition of the show. It has been a little bit of time since I've had the opportunity to release some consistent episodes. We have had a heck of a summer for us. Basically every weekend, but I think three of the entire summer was taken with something to do with ministry or family stuff or just life stuff in general. You know, I had a lot of things this summer that were kind of once in a lifetime things that I felt like I had to attend, with graduations, weddings, and funerals, and things of that nature. So we have kind of just been running around the whole state this whole summer. Just got back from a longer vacation that we did. Just my own personal family here. So I wanted to take this opportunity to give a life update. But hopefully that this life update serves as kind of an inspiration or an example to you. I think one of the big things that men need today as they pursue manliness, as they pursue excellence, is two things really: an inspiration, someone to look up to, someone to look toward for motivation, to be inspired by. And also they need someone to look out toward as an example. And I think that I myself need both of these things in my life. I need to be inspired, but I also need the day-to-day example, the discipleship part of the thing. And hopefully that this kind of little life update will do that for you. So if this serves as an example for you or as an inspiration, that is fantastic. And also, you know, I have a big life change coming up, a change of employment, change of a lifestyle for me and my family that I wanted to, you know, offer some reflections on, and maybe these things will be helpful for you. So I want to kind of hit this and just go through and talk about the big thing kind of coming our way, and then break this down in, you know, five F's, you know, just an update in faith, family, fitness, finances, and fun. So the big thing happening in our life, I have actually decided to take a different turn in terms of employment. Right now, my full-time job is an associate pastor at a church in the city that I'm in, Alamosa, Colorado. But I was approached by a gentleman in our church who has this great business down in Red River, New Mexico. It's about an hour and a half from where I'm at now. And he approached me and, you know, talked to me about what his business is. And I found it really interesting, really compelling. And I went ahead and took that job opportunity. It's kind of an interesting thing because it's a seasonal job and it actually won't start until next season. So the plan for now is to kind of ride out my time here at the church, do what I'm supposed to be doing here, being open to new things potentially. But that's the big thing. You know, I'm going to leave the ministry for a season, take a break in the ministry, get some of our finances in order, take this step, do this new thing, which we're excited about. And one of the reasons we're doing this is my wife is going to come home full-time. She's kind of working part-time-ish now, and she wants to be home full-time. I want her to be home full-time, and we're going to do that and kind of relocate down to Red River, New Mexico for about 6 months and then be back up here where we're at. We're about to purchase this house that we're in right now that we've been renting for the last year, and the plan is that we're going to do an Airbnb while we are gone those 6 months. We've got some interesting things in the mix, but it's things that we're excited for. It's things that we are looking forward to as a family, as a couple, both, you know, in a financial perspective, but also just kind of as a relationship perspective. We're excited to kind of branch out, move away from where we're at now, and just kind of do this as a family. So the next thing I'll talk about is, I guess, we are hitting our goals. You know, me and my wife, every year we sit down and we come up with yearly goals. We come up with yearly goals, 5 years and 10 years, and we pray through them. We refer to them often every quarter. You know, we break out our little Word document and check and see if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, and try to make sure we're moving in the right direction. So we are, you know, on the path to fulfilling some of our goals that we are excited about. So in terms of, you know, the next, you know, the things I want to talk about: faith, family, fitness, finances, and fun. Faith is good. You know, I've really committed for the last really ever since I've been a Christian, to commit to, you know, be in prayer and scripture daily in the morning. You know, that's my time, and I've stuck with it, and I want to stick with it. It has been rough, a little more rough in the summertime, but now that we've hit kind of our fall rhythms, you know, really getting back into that and doing that daily. It's so important for Christians to be able to do that, to be in relationship with the Lord, to get perspective, to take care of that relationship with the Father first before we kind of engage with other people. One of the things that I like to do, and maybe you can do this as well, I read, and you've probably heard this before, it's nothing new, but read one chapter of Proverbs a day following the calendar. You know, so if there's 31 days in the month, then you read 31 Proverbs, you get through the whole book and in a month. So that's what I'm doing. I like doing that. Proverbs has so much wisdom, so deep, and it has so many practical things in our life. One thing that I've been doing the last couple of, really the, for the last several months, is I'm actually fasting one day a week on Wednesdays. I fast and dedicate that time to prayer, more time to prayer, more time to the spiritual disciplines, more time for just being, staying consistent in walking with the Lord. What I try to do is fast from food, drink only water for 24 hours. So I'll eat, you know, the previous night and then won't eat until that the next day in the evening. But I also try to fast from things like social media. I try to fast from things like podcasts and really try to discipline myself in the discipline of fasting, but also kind of in the discipline of, you know, solitude and silence. So in the car when I'm driving, it's easy to pop on a podcast or listen to the next, you know, thing of content to just always have something in the background. But I've really tried to commit to having some silence and solitude for reflection, for prayer, for just trying to get my thoughts organized, think about what I have to do for that day. And it's really been a blessing. It's really been pretty awesome, and I'm going to continue to do that. Right now I'm on one day a week, but I've been considering going to 2 days a week. So the next one, that was my faith for the family. You know, I don't know if you know this, but my wife is pregnant with our second child. Our first boy is about 13 or almost 14 months old, and my wife is pregnant and going to be due in January of 2022, probably, unless the little one comes early. And so we are excited about that. Our kids are going to be about 19 months apart. My wife is going to have her baby at a birthing center, which is, you know, an all-natural kind of place. So she's, you know, concerned with that, but excited. She's really embraced the, you know, the natural birthing thing. So we're going to go for that. So you could be praying for us. That would be amazing. Like I said, my wife, she's excited to come home. She's excited to be, you know, be a full-time homemaker. And I'm excited for her as well. You know, we've really tried to work hard to get her home, to pay off some debts. And now we're going to be able to do that. So we're excited about that. Our extended family as well, you know, a couple of one of my brothers got married this year, and we just have good relationships with everyone in the family, so we're happy with that. We just got back from vacation, road tripped out to Indiana from Colorado, so we had a lot of time in the car and a lot of great conversation between me and my wife, which was really good. Our little boy is growing up. He's in the mimicking stage. He's just copying words and things that we do, and it's just very, very awesome and fun. So the next one for fitness. I'm trying to get back into a regular fitness program, and the thing that I always come back to when it comes to fitness is kettlebells. The kettlebell is by far my favorite piece of workout equipment. It is, you know, they're so versatile with one small piece of equipment. I love the kettlebell. Absolutely love it. And the program that I'm following right now is called Simple and Sinister. It can be done in about 15 to 20 minutes in a day. So there's really no excuse. You know, you don't need an hour and a half to set aside time for a workout. You don't need to go anywhere to work out. You can work out in your living room, which I did this morning. And you can work out within about 15 to 20 minutes, which I also did this morning. I supplement the kettlebell exercise with body weight. And just a reminder, you know, fitness is really important for Christians. I think sometimes we hear what Paul says. 1 Timothy, you know, bodily exercise is of some value, but, you know, training in godliness is for eternal value. And I think we see that and we think, well, I'm not going to do any physical exercise. But really, you know, weight training or fitness or any of those types of things really teaches you beyond the weights. It teaches you discipline. It teaches you mental toughness. It teaches you perseverance. It teaches you patience. So I encourage you, if you're not on a workout plan, especially if you're a man, you should really be lifting heavy things. It is really, really good for your life. And the next one is finances. This is one of the areas that I am most proud of myself and my wife. We've really committed to be better financially. You know, last year we paid about $13,000 off in debt. We paid off a truck loan, we paid off some credit cards and some student loan stuff, and we were really excited about that. Since the beginning of the year of 2021, we saved about $20,000 while still paying off debt and still doing some of the things on our goals. And how we've been able to do that, we've essentially been living off one income. My wife, she only works 3 days a week, but she makes good money. She works at a hospital, and she makes good money doing that. We've committed to living off that one income. You know, either we basically make the same amount of money, and it's her income or mine. We live off one income. We use the rest for savings. We use the rest for debt. And it's been really fruitful. It's been really, really fruitful, and we're excited about the things that God has done in our life through causing us to be disciplined, bringing these financial concerns before Him regularly. Like I said, we're about to close on this house, and we're able to live off one income. We've trained ourselves to do that, and as my wife comes home, it'll be a really easy transition. And fun. You know, we've had a really, really fun 2021. It's been great. You know, like I said, we've just got off vacation. Right now, we're doing a lot of walks because my wife is pregnant, but we get to walk and talk and just be out in nature. We live in a small town in Colorado in the mountains next to a river. Beautiful times. We get to just recreate and have fun around the place where we live. And we're trying to live joyfully, you know, not a manufactured joy, not a fake joy, where our joy is trying to be in the Lord, enjoying His creation, enjoying community, enjoying the things that God is calling us to, and we're having a good time. So that's an update from my life. It's been a great, great year. Looking forward to finishing out this year well, and looking forward to a great 2022. So I hope that's, you know, inspiring to you, maybe. Hopefully that gives you some tips and some tricks and some example for your own life, whether that's in finances or fitness or faith or whatever the case is. So that's a little bit of what I've got going on in my life. I'm looking forward to more consistent podcasts as we look to the fall. But that's what we got going on. To God be the glory, and for His glory and name forever and ever. Thanks for listening. Remember that pursuing virtues is a journey, and it's a road that we are always walking. With new information, it's now time to act. So be wise and take responsibility. Be courageous and do what you need to do today.